The Cuckold and the Vampires, an essay on some aspects of conservative political manipulation of art and literature, including the experimental and the conservatives' creation of conflict. It is a lethal business. When Marquez realised that the new avant-garde writing periodical that was serialising his novel was a project of the CIA, he wrote to his friend, the editor, that he was withdrawing his work and felt like a cuckold. For him, of course, the history of such US intervention dated back to the United Fruit Massacre of protesting banana pickers, depicted in his writing as a trainload of corpses, and would eventually date forward to the murder of another friend, Allende, in the Pinochet coup in Chile. In my recent The Espionage Act poem, What If All the Village Were Vampires?, Marquez incarnates to confront an archetypal critic about these matters. Writing the poem, I kept in mind that Marquez attributed the magic realism in his stories to having been brought up by his grandmother, as the stories she told intermingled fiction and reality without any demarcation. In my poem, therefore, I have him quoting a story I think she might well have told, the traditional one that a visitor suspects someone in a village of being a vampire and eventually realises that all the villagers are vampires. One point of the use of this fable is to suggest that the damage done to Marquez by the 1966 New World, Mundo Nuevo magazine, betrayal was not confined to that particular incident but continued to pervade his sense of hope and his sense of self-trust for the rest of his life. This despair can be seen in one of his last novels, The General in His Labyrinth, about the death of Simón Bolívar. Contemporaneous with the dissolution of the Soviet Union, the novel portrays Bolivar's death as an experience of defeat and disappointment, so much so that Margaret Atwood saw it as illustrating how the revolution eats its progenitors. To Marquez, who had so passionately described Allende defending himself against his assassination for hours with the submachine gun that was a gift from their mutual friend Fidel Castro, the defeat involved in the Bolivar novel is not the defeat of a political ideology, but the defeat of the possibility of optimism and the sense of self. I believe that having been duped by New World would have permanently shaken Marquez's self-confidence. How much, he may have wondered, had he suspected there was a problem before denouncing it because of imminent public revelation? How much did he miss a secure and seductive environment where politics could be comfortably left-wing but secondary to the celebration of art? New World was a cleverly supportive and ego-enhancing setting, originating in the plan by the CIA's Cord Meyer to court the compatible left. As with another CIA-created magazine, Encounter, there was usually an ambience of balance, erudition and enthusiasm. One opened it and became a member of some civilized Athenium. I remember how much I enjoyed reading Borges and other fine writers in Encounter when I was a literature-avid teenager, including sharpening my debating powers against its peculiarly eloquent support for the Vietnam War, a war which I was opposing articulately in poems and letters such as some to the pre-Murdoch Australian. It was possibly its partial political directness, of course, which doomed Encounter. Other CIA creations like Paris Review were not so politically explicit, and yet other publications sponsored by the CIA's Congress for Cultural Freedom, like the Australian Quadrant, seem to have cheerfully admitted their funding and to have seen it as no real problem. Quadrant trotted forward regardless on its own accustomed track, including with the Northrop Frye scholar, literature bureaucrat and Liberal Party publicist Imre Solozinski as its editorial advisor. In the course of this essay, I would like to return occasionally to the discussion about Marquez, but also to begin to speculate about the effect of some other stratagems employed by conservative forces to influence the personal and political psychology of artists and their world. The well-documented CIA sponsorship and promotion of the paintings of Jackson Pollock is especially rich with contradictions. If realising the motivation of his patrons and rejecting it still damaged Marquez deeply, as no doubt they intended, the tacit acceptance of similar patrons may have demolished Pollock utterly. In ideological terms, abstract expressionism was championed worldwide by the CIA to counter socialist realism. It was also used to oppose surrealism, which had always had a Guernica-like predilection to be anti-war and leftist.